Testing, testing, 1, 2. Okay. Let's see here. That's the old one, I think. Yep, that's the old one. So this should be the new one. All right. Pastor Cooley here, OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota, and I'm outside of Vatican City right now, and just going to give you an update and kind of talk to you a little bit about this. The last one didn't work very well. We didn't have the sound on. So, hey, we're tired and on a different time zone. So that's the way it works. Sometimes things get really messed up. But I have this casual appearance for a reason as the doves come flying in. Anyway, I have this for a reason. And that is to be a little bit casual here for purposes of hiding in plain sight. So anyway, we are outside of there, and behind me is the De Fori Imperii. How do you say that, Carl? Imperial Forums. The Imperial Forums. That's how you say that. Anyway, in English. Thank you. In English there, that is the Imperial Forums. And that's where the three rulers back a long time ago came together and formed a government to rule, a tripart government to rule there. And that's what that is. And over here is this colossal structure. Just amazing, colossal structure behind us. So just absolutely amazing, really, to see and to hear. Hopefully the volume and everything's coming in good for everybody. Let's see here. Yep, it is. Okay, good. All right, good. So I don't anticipate a lot of people being on today just because of the fact that or they'll be on later, but just because of the fact that it's like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Almost over in America, and here we've already had mi espresso, right? I had me espresso and other things, and wake a little bit here and moving forward for the Lord here, counting down the days till I go back home, but definitely learning a lot here, and. So what I want to, yesterday I gave an update, but you couldn't hear anything. So now you'll be able to hear it right now. Yesterday we went to the Vatican. We were in Vatican City all day for the afternoon. And in Vatican City we saw amazing things. We saw, had to look away from a lot of it because it's like porn in stone. So we had to continue to look away from that, unfortunately. But it was still worth going to. Lots of symbols, lots of signs, lots of things there. You know, one of the things that we saw there was the same symbols that we saw in the British Museum and the British Library over there. Those are some of the same things that we saw. The pyramids, the triquetras, the beehives, the all-seeing eye, IHS, Isis Horus Set. We saw the actual Isis Horus Set statues over in the Vatican, and you'll see all that footage and all the false gods of Marmaduke. I mean everything. I thought Marmaduke was just like a cartoon in the newspaper, but it's not. Marduke or Dookie, whatever his name is. Sorry. Mardukey, whatever you call him. In America we call that Dookie. That's poop. But anyway, but all the false gods and everything else filled the Vatican, and then they made us take our hats off because we, in the chapel, I went to the Sistine Chapel, huh? And, right? I went there and I've worked on my accent everywhere pretty much. So I have a great number of, different accents to share with my children when I get back. It's pretty amazing actually. But anyway, so we saw all of those things and much more, 500 pictures or more that we've taken that we'll use later. And then also seeing the amazing structures that are in the... There's nothing like it. I mean, it makes the British Museum look poor, and the British Museum has artifacts that are worth millions of dollars, but I would say the stuff in the Vatican is worth billions of dollars. I mean, they've gathered stuff from all over the world. We saw the original obelisk that is in St. Peter's Square, and I mean, it's the original one from Egypt, where they draw their power from, their sons of God, their daughters of men, and their sex cult that they have. But, you know, one of the main things that I would share with you also that we did with all that is seeing... Yeah, we were in the belly of the beast. That's right. So one of the things that I would share with you about that is that while we're in there and everything, you know, we're digging up the devil's past is what we're doing. So because of that, that makes some people... That makes Satan very angry when he sees that, and he doesn't like it very much when you dig up his past. So the devil will get very angry about that. And what a city of oppression, what a city of sin and symbols and signs and lying wonders, and the spirit of Antichrist. It's a filthy city. Not only just spiritually filthy, but physically filthy. And the women are filthy, many of them. They dress filthy. And they have that same spirit, those filthy abominations. It is the well-favored harlot of Rome, of Revelation chapter 13. And it is right there for all to see. It is right there for all to see. And we can see it. And you'll see it. You'll see more signs of it and everything else. But, you know, we started digging up the devil's past, and I think Satan started getting angry. He started... we felt the oppression, Brother Andrew and I, and Brother Carl said he had a few nightmares last night that affected him too. And I knew Satan was afflicting me as well. For that, you're not gonna uncover the devil's past, and you not have, he's not gonna try to dig up your past, you know, and try to mess with you. And that's what happened to me this morning. Satan was just attacking my mind, something fierce over that. And I tried to, you know, I didn't quite understand why. And then the Lord just revealed it to me that, well, you're digging up the devil's past. So he's gonna have a hard time letting that go. He's not going to let that go. You know, Satan's not going to let that go. He's going to, you know, he's going to fight that. That's not going to happen without conflict. So, needless to say, my brains have been going through a lot since I left Minnesota. But when you're in the belly of the beast there, the harlot city, you definitely feel the oppression. And boy, the security was really tight. He's got the best SS, the best Secret Service you could ever find, man. Everywhere, man, they got it tied up like you wouldn't believe. But anyway, so we were as discreet as we could be, obviously. And amazing structure, though. I'll be honest with you, I can see why lost people get struck by the majesty of Rome, the mysticism and the majesty. If you were lost and not saved, you would get struck with the majesty of Rome. You know, you could get taken by it, mystified by it, mesmerized by it. But me, it's like, because we're saved by the grace of God and we have the Bible, it just oppresses us. We look at it and just remember, when you see the glamour and the glitz and the attraction of the Vatican, remember one thing, that... I love that guy's accent. Anyway, remember one thing, though. That whole city was built upon indulgences. That's where it came from. The indulgences and people paying for their sin and people paying for their sin to get out of hell, get their family out of hell, get their family out of purgatory, have be forgiven of their sins. And that's how that city was paid for. That's how kings were brought to their knees. That's how rulers were brought to kiss the slippered toe of the serpent pope. That's how they were brought to place their crown, their throne, their rulership under El Papa. That's how it was done. By it was done by force. It was done by fear. It was done by superstition. And if you're not careful, Satan will do that to you. He'll mess with you. He'll make your mind do the same thing, or he'll lead your mind to the same thing. You know, as I was going through there, and you know, later, and like today, this morning, like Satan, you know, using it to try to throw up my path and try to afflict my mind and try to afflict me. And if you're not careful, you'll believe in that superstition. You've got to believe in the blood of Jesus Christ and the atonement that was made, that all sins are forgiven. And that Jesus says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is the blood that washes the sinner. It is the blood that makes us whole. It is the blood that is forgiven. It is the atonement that was made on Calvary. It was the atonement for sin that was made. It was Jesus who paid the ultimate price for sin. And we have to remember that when Satan throws up your past to you, remind him of his future. Remind him of his future in the lake of fire. And rebuke him. Peter said to rebuke him steadfast in the faith. That's how we rebuke him. We believe God's word. We believe God's word. And we rebuke him steadfast in the faith. That's how we do it. That's the only way to do it, is to rebuke him steadfast in the faith. That's how. Remember, Satan, your adversary, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to devour us, discourage us, destroy us, make us ineffective, take our boldness from us so we have no boldness, so we don't stand. So we don't stand, therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. That's good preaching, even right here sitting down, isn't it? But it'll reach you all the way over there by the grace of God. That's what he said. Take unto you the whole armor of God. And having done all, stand. And he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That means that your loins are where your strength come from. Your strength, Jesus is the truth. When you put on Christ, you put on that strength. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. So we're to put on Christ. Put off the old man and put on Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. And we're supposed to remember that on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. So God wants us to put on the whole armor of God, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, to be soldiers and march forward and march on. We have a duty to do. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm ready to go home pretty soon here. I just am. I'm a homebody. And I won't lie to you. I don't apologize for it either, because it's where God has me and what God has me to do. But right now He has me headed from here to the Colosseum today. Wait for that video. That'll come, Lord willing. And then we're going to Piedmont tomorrow, and then Friday we'll finish up in Piedmont, and Lord willing, we'll be flying towards Minnesota on Saturday morning. We should be home about that time, Lord willing. So you pray for us that all the flights connect, that all goes well with that, and that we make it back safely home to our families and everything else. But listen, remember this one thing. We've got to keep marching forward and keep pressing on and keep fighting on, and remember that the strength of our sanctification is in our justification of Christ Jesus alone. He is our justification. He is our sanctification. And the Bible says that we are soldiers, and we soldier on, and we continue on through all strife, and we endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And I'm preaching to you, but I'm preaching to me too, because I need it. But that we endure hardness. But we don't become hard-hearted, but we endure hardness as a good soldier. that we march on, marching forward, right? That's what God wants us to do. And we continue on in the faith, steadfast, remembering that. So just remember, though, when you go to do something for God, you're going to get attacked. You know, the Lord provided the money to get here. He provided the safety to get here. But you know something? He also allowed me to have some trials and some struggles with it all, private things and that I won't mention, but in my mind, in my heart, and different things like that to remind me of His need, my need for His grace and for His guidance and His protection and everything like that. So it humbles us and it makes us remember where our strength lies and where it comes from, that Christ is our strength. He is our rock. He is our fortress. He's our high tower. He's our buckler. He's our shield. And we have to remember that. And we might be in the belly of the beast, but you know what? You don't have to be in the Vatican City to be in the belly of the beast. Wherever you're at serving the Lord right now, it's a place. It's the whole world lieth in the hands of the wicked one, right? The Bible says the god of this world hath blinded their minds. So the god of this world runs this world. Wherever we're at, we're on enemy territory. I can be in Rome, or I can be in Owatonna, Minnesota, Northfield, Minnesota. I can be wherever. I can be in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can be in Burnsville, Minnesota. It doesn't matter where you are. Chicago. You can be in Arizona. You can be in Scotland. Scotland. Can't talk too loud. Europeans don't talk loud. They talk really soft. And so I'm trying to, when in Rome, accept the perversion, do as the Romans do. So far that means that I drink espresso and I eat cannolis. I'm good at that. I'm doing real good at that. I'm eating cannolis and pizza. Right? So I went in Rome. And don't even mention the fettuccine. Ugh. I just want to go on record and say my wife cooks way better than what I ate there at that restaurant. Way better. But anyway. What's that? I didn't hear you. What did you say? We'll find a better one, huh? But anyway, we'll see what happens. But either way, there's no place like home. But you know what? Listen to that. Isn't that funny? That sound is so weird. Just keep hearing that. But so, remember, when you dig up the devil's past, he's going to try to dig up yours. But that doesn't mean that we don't tell the truth. That doesn't mean that we don't press on and keep doing it and keep preaching the gospel. It's Jesus that saves. It's the forgiveness of sins by Christ alone. It's justification and sanctification in Christ's blood. And He is our strength. All right, everybody. We'll be back again here in a little while. We've got to make our way to the Colosseum. Hopefully, some of you people will be up by then. Maybe not. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.